Don't let the Z fool you. This isn't a Puck Bunny podcast. It's Game Misconduct with Dory and CT.
Welcome to Game Misconduct. I'm CT here with Dory.
Hello.
And it is after game three. I'm always never sure. Game three of the Stanley Cup Final, Dallas versus Lightning. Lightning up in the series 2-1. Woohoo.
Oh my gosh. Just think about it this way. There's two games left to win. They have to win two more. Just two more wins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Two more wins.
They're going to be the hardest two wins they've had to win all season.
Yes. But we're halfway there. So mm-hmm. Let's talk about the elephant in the room, because we can't talk about this game without the big elephant in the room. Stamkos back in the lineup. He only played like under 6 minutes, but
yeah, it was two minutes and 47 seconds.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
A very good 2 minutes and 47 seconds because he scored a goal.
Yeah, I think Cooper said it was five shifts total. And he said, I'm just going to paraphrase here. But he said, you know, they're the best five shifts in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And you could ask from anybody. I mean, it wasn't just a goal, which was, but he was out there. He looked good, I thought.
Yeah.
And he, you know, we haven't talked much about it on our show. We've talked about it, you and I. We've texted about, you know, Steve Stamkos, what we thought, what we think, what are the scenarios that we personally think were going to happen. But we kind of just let it lie for the show purposes. Why? Because everybody was talking about it, right? So why should we bring it up too?
Yeah, we don't have any new information. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I beat a dead horse.
Exactly. But you and I both kind of had a feeling after game two that we could see Stamkos in game three. We said this in text message, it was a possibility. Mm-hmm. We saw some things that looked very Stamkos-like lineup, I guess I should say, the way that they made the adjustments on the power play, going to mm-hmm. the 12-6. It really seemed like they were gearing up for his return. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Cooper says, you know, he's inching closer. Bona says, I'm seeing him out there in full gear. I know what that means. So mm-hmm. it was kind of, you know, growing between mm-hmm. two and three, but I don't listen. We saw him after he snapped his leg, come back, mm-hmm. you know, early and mm-hmm. play at a very high level a few years back against Boston with the shin snap. We know that he's capable of, you know, he's almost not human mm-hmm. physically. I'm not surprised that he came back and looked as good as he did in the 2 minutes and 47, you know, the five shifts he played.
Mm-hmm.
But it's everything else that he brings to the table.
Yeah.
And I know when the Lightning, they had that video and the GIF of the Lightning bench. I know you just loved seeing that.
Oh my gosh. I watched it like 8 times. It's so amazing.
And I do want to point out something that I thought was really cool. And I think this is how just every Lightning fan and probably may feel today. But after game three in the Zoom press conferences, I guess mm-hmm. they're called the Zoom pressers. Ryan McDonough was asked what he would remember most from this moment. And I want everybody to hear his response, because I got chills when I heard it, and then rereading it is crazy. So it wasn't the return of the captain. It wasn't the goal scored. It wasn't that they won 5-2. It wasn't that all the stars were shining. It was, I think, the energy on the bench and the confidence in one another, the trust in one another, was something incredible. We were just rallying so hard for one another and trying to pick each other up here that whole game. Didn't matter who was on the ice or who you were out there with. We tried to play so hard for one another as we could. And he just came back to the bench and felt that positivity. And it's great that we carried that through the whole game. And I think that is so telling of game three. Mm-hmm. It just felt, as you're watching it, like these guys are on all cylinders. The chemistry with everybody just seemed really there. Something that I don't know how many people caught, and I only caught it because somebody put it on their Instagram stories, who will remain nameless because I'm tired of saying his name. At one point in the second period, Anthony Cirelli took a faceoff, won the faceoff, wasn't real clean. The puck was kind of lingering, and he took the butt of his stick and tapped it back to a teammate. Those are the plays, the Kucherov pass. First of all, how many times can we say, can Kucherov's pass? Kucherov's pass. Kucherov's pass. Hedman had some great passes in there. The quick shots. I mean, the no hesitation. Just feed, boom, it's in. Vasilevsky, I don't know why you would call him shaky. I don't know why they kept saying he was shaky. Mm-hmm. At two separate times during the game, he wasn't even like in the net. And somehow got back to me into there, like in a split second with his big cat reflexes to make a save. That's not a shaky goalie. I don't know why you would say that. I don't know. So it's just, it felt like this was a team effort. The, you know, Cooper was kind of making those faces that we all know and love on the bench. You know, the trainers were into it. The, you know, equipment guy, everybody was a part of that win last night. And the most shocking stat, or the fun, maybe the most fun stat of the night, Tyler Johnson led all players with 9 hits. Tyler Johnson.
The little Tyler Johnson.
Led all players with 9 hits.
That's amazing. I love that stat.
Right? It's the best. I honestly just, like, you know, I was listening in the middle of the night when we get this, you know, the email with the Zoom, and I'm listening to McDonough, and I was like, yeah, that's how it felt. It felt like they were all playing for each other. And that's honestly, that's my biggest thoughts and takeaways from game three.
I echo those. It was, I'm not sure what period it was, but one of the commentators was, I think it was the right before the first goal, where he was saying something about the Lightning not playing very well. And before he could even finish his sentence, we scored a goal. And I was like, do you want to finish that thought? Like, hi. The Steven Stamkos thing was great. I mark my words now. What day is it? It's the 24th of September, 2020, the worst year of ever. We're recording this at 12:19 PM. This is the transition starting from Steven Stamkos being a player to ending up being a coach in the NHL.
You think so?
I do. Because think of what, like, besides him rehabbing and trying to get his own body ready, he has been with this team since they entered the bubble. And, you know, even at the end of, right before the stoppage. Mm-hmm. But he has been with this team since they entered the bubble, not playing, rehabbing, doing whatever he needs to be doing to get better. But you've got to think he's the captain, so he's a leader in the room. You've got to think he's helping them break down video and strategize. And, you know, when they come into the locker room, I mean, I'm not there, but you would assume if something's not going well, he'll, like, give a nice little pep talk or whatever. There's a lot of time that he has to be watching. And I don't know. I think he'll end up being a coach in the NHL one day. And I think this might be the precipice of that. Maybe a general manager, but I really think a coach. Because one of the things they said was, you know, even though he wasn't playing, he only played 5 minutes or whatever it was, or 5 shifts. Mm-hmm. Even though he wasn't playing, he was conversating on the bench, getting people to talk. And that was one thing, like, when we could go to games and we maybe lost a game really badly or whatever, I would always say, because I sit behind the bench, they just stop talking to each other. Mm-hmm. And that's the sign that I know that they're either not in it or don't think they can win or don't feel like trying to win. And the fact that they are chatting, they are talking things through on the bench, like, and even though he's not playing, he's still, you know, starting those conversations and keeping everybody upbeat and positive. Mm-hmm. So besides his, like, the euphoria of seeing this guy, and they all said how hard he's been working to get better so he can get back on the ice, and they've all seen it because they're all together. Mm-hmm. Besides that, like, the euphoria from him scoring that goal the way he did, you know, it lifted the bench.
Yeah.
Not only his presence before he even scored the goal, you've got to think that that team had a lift and a pep in their step. And then he scores this goal, and then we continue to score and, like, do really well. Again, I'd like to stay out of the penalty box, but I think both teams would like to stay out of the penalty box. And you were saying that you thought he'd come back in game three of this series. And I was like, you know, it takes a guy a long time to get his legs under him and to get to playing speed. Like, you can only simulate so much in a practice. And I don't know if it's really worth it, blah, 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 blah. It was worth it. I don't know if it's going to be worth it in the long run. We'll see. Cause like we said, he only played five shifts. And after the game and the press conference, you know, he said it was too early for him to know whether he'd be playing the next game or not, but there is a back-to-back coming.
And right. And, so, and remember, just to interject, they did say a few times, I think it was, you know, during the game, that he's still on the bench because if they get in trouble, we're probably going to see him come back out.
Right.
Which, you know, go ahead. I just want to, you know.
No, but even, you know, Coach Cooper, he was like, we're not going to play somebody to be a specialty player. He even said that in the post-game press conference. We're not going to play somebody to be a specialty player. You know, were we expecting him to not be able to play more than five shifts? No. So they were expecting a full game out of him. But the fact that he didn't go back, like, I almost wonder, because I was listening to Coach Cooper's pregame press conference yesterday, and he said something to the fact of, you know, Stamkos will come back when he's ready to play a full game. And I know they can't, like, know if he's going to tweak something or make something right. feel a little weird, but I wonder if they're playing mind games, because if he's sitting on the bench, the other team has no idea if he's mm-hmm. coming in or not, and then they can't get the matchup that they might want in enough time.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, he's an unknown factor. And well, so I think we're being punked by everybody, because, you know, they can't say anything to the media because the other team will find out. I don't know. Remember, or maybe they're not that smart. I don't know, but I feel like we're being set up. Like, well, they know that he's going to play. He may sit on the bench and they'll put him out there when they want him to. I don't know. It's so exciting because Coach Bonus knows a lot about this team because he was on the staff for so many years. And it was only 2 years ago he left.
Right.
Like, not a lot has changed.
No. And we saw it with Cooch. You and I were joking, like, on text, like, are they just putting him in the locker room for a minute just to throw?
Yeah, and then he came, like, in the post-game press conference, he said he had a visor issue. They don't normally go off the bench for a visor issue.
I know. I kind of thought that, too. Like, are we just toying with them? You know, is this, like, just the ultimate mind game
right.
that Cooper is now playing? Like, seen Stamkos? Now you did.
Oh,
now you
don't. Hey.
What are we doing?
Seeing Stamkos, throw that from back in the day out there.
But yeah. He didn't look. It didn't look like he hurt himself. He didn't take any hits that I noticed. I mean, 113 hits in a game is kind of, you know.
Right, but it's a core issue, isn't it? So, like, just skating.
Right, and he had the surgery, that. So. You know, you hope it's, I don't even want to go there.
But one thing I didn't notice is poor Braden Point a couple times trying to get over the bench. I think his hips are really hurting him and he's just playing through it because, I mean, he's not a big guy. So getting over the bench, the wall is a little taxing, but he looks like he's laboring a little bit to get over. A couple times he might've like stumbled coming off the bench. So I think he's playing through injury. Pat Maroon, he keeps getting screwed I feel like just because refs know his reputation a little bit, and so when they need to punish somebody, he's one of the guys that they punish.
But he's so entertaining when he's punished.
Know. I know.
He just kept on going. I was like, how long is he just going to keep on going as long? Just keep. Yeah. Now he's yelling at the ref. Now the ref is like, just get off. Just get off. And he's like pointing at the ref. And I was like, uh-oh.
Dear NHL, please mic him up and put an unedited, not safe for work version on the YouTubes for Pat Maroon fans to enjoy, because I have a feeling his chirps are a lot better than Kendall Coyne's are in that Dunkin' Donuts commercial. So I'd love to hear what his chirps are. They may be NSFW, but I want to hear it.
I want to hear him too, because he'll go, man. He's not like one little one-liners. He goes for it.
Yeah. Good game. There's a lot I saw that I liked. You know, just stay out of the box. They were 1-for-4 on the power play, so I'll take it. It's still better.
Shorthand, you know, on the power play, you know,
was not good. Was not ideal, but we were able to pull that one out. So
I guess maybe that's why they thought Kucherov was shaky. I don't know.
You mean Vasi or Kucherov?
Oh, sorry. Vasi. No, Kucherov was not shaky. And in fact, I do want to bring up something else that was said that I agree with. Maybe the third thing I agreed with all night or found interesting. They were talking about the maturation of Nikita Kucherov. And you really do feel like he really grew up as a player. I mean, listen, the guy's talent is off the charts. We know that.
Yeah.
The things that guy can do is just fantastic. But, you know, he has the reputation of being a little bit of a greasy player. Hmm. And you go back and look, I can see the argument. I'm not saying he's a greasy player. I'm saying it's out there.
Right.
And he would kind of retaliate a lot in the past. And I think this season, this particular playoff, he's just like, you know what? Fine. Hit me. Fine. Great. High stick to my face. That's cool. Oh, another one. Well, eventually you guys are going to get called for that. He's just keeps playing through all the nonsense. And I really think it's been really neat to watch him kind of grow. Almost, you know, his maturity is now starting to fit that larger than life skill he has. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a huge, huge advantage when you keep trying to mess with him, waiting for him to the greasy cooch to come out, and he's not. He's literally just fine, whatever.
Yep. No, I think that's something that they weren't expecting for sure. Cause he used to have a little bit of a temper.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of a temper.
Yeah.
All right. So before we go, I do want to address, because we were getting tweets about it yesterday. The national anthem singer was Pat Monahan from Train. So he's one of my favorite vocalists ever. So good job.
I thought he did a great job.
He did a fantastic job. I have no idea who the other person was. I'm very sorry who sang the Canadian national anthem, but one of our Twitter followers, and if you give me a second, I can pull it up. He said he's going to start.
Is it reckless? Is that it? Is that the follower? Reckless SVT?
Yes.
Or some spelling. I'm not.
Reckless SVT.
Yeah, it's a go one.
He's starting a petition to have Chumbawamba do the national anthem if there's a game 7. You know, tub thumping, that song. Mm-hmm. Very funny. Very funny. So we love reading your tweets at Game Miz with a Z Conduct. Also, you can find us on Facebook as well. And if you miss any of our episodes and want to catch up, gamemizconduct.com. And also, if you're listening on somewhere like Google Podcasts or Apple Podcasts, leave us a review. Let us know what you think and leave us a rating too. It'll help other Lightning fans and hockey fans find us in the podcast verse of the world where there are so many podcasts. So leave us a rating and review, and that way we can get better if there's something different you want to see, or if you like it just the way it is with our random ramblings, We love that too. Dory,
yeah, we've gotten a lot of nice comments on Twitter from people, like new listeners,
yep.
You know, longtime listeners that are really kind of enjoying our ramblings.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great. Appreciate.
Yeah, no, sometimes we wonder.
We appreciate you guys. We try and answer. Yeah, we try and answer everybody just to, you know, thank you guys, but we do appreciate all of you.
Yeah, sometimes Dory and I are just wondering if we're doing this for ourselves and if anybody out there is listening. And so when we see Twitter, you know, tweets from you and messages on Facebook and reviews and ratings, we know that, you know, people are listening and they're enjoying it. So welcome to our crazy family. We appreciate you. All right, Dory, I think we're going to go. So back-to-back games coming up Friday and Saturday at, I believe, 8 o'clock on, I believe, NBC. But check your local listings just to double check. It's going to be crazy. So we'll talk to you next on Saturday right before the following that night's game. So
right.
Make sure you hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode and you get a little notification that says there's a new episode of Games Conduct. Other than that, we will catch you next time.